Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Talk Millennial. I'm your host, Mwendwa. And last time we did talk about toxic relationships. And I was just giving my own view about toxic relationship and how rampant it has become. And this time I decided now I can give you like some of the remedies you can do when you see like in a toxic relationship, whether you're a man or a woman, and you think like you have noticed some red flags, you've seen some red flags, and you're like, well, what should I do? So stay tuned as I suggest some. These are some of the ways, because we are here to help one another. There's no need. Life is more important than anything else. So if you're really in a relationship which is toxic, definitely it means you're in a relationship where you're not happy. You're in a relationship where you're brutally, either domestically abused, or you're in a relationship where somebody's torturing you emotionally, physically, psychologically, mentally. All the time they just utter words which just shut you down, but because of that hope or that thing that you're sticking to, because of that relationship, I don't know which benefit you're getting from that relationship, but that thing that you're holding on to, you can break that monotony of holding on to that thing. You can hold on to it while you're far away, because your life is more important and life is more precious than anything else. Nowadays we have seen so many videos which are really going viral on how people are just killing their wives, and after that they kill themselves and the children, or somebody just decides to just go and commit suicide and all that. We know in this, at our current state, we are facing economical issues, financial issues. People have financial issues at the moment. We know there's challenges right now. They are just things that are really like showcasing into your life, and you're like, what the heck? Like, I don't understand what I'm passing through. And it's somehow making the other gender or the other person that you're living with or you've committed your life to with. sorry about that. Yes. The fact that you have decided to commit your lives together and start a family or something like that, a relationship, but things are not going as you guys planned, so definitely there'll be a source of stress, because if there's no finances, there's no emotional attachment, all the time it's quarrels and all that, definitely you'll start seeing some of the reactive how do I put it, like utaona mse ameanza ku change, like somebody's changing because of stress, because of the kind of atmosphere around him or something like that. So if you notice that the atmosphere in your home, or you've started noticing some red flags, my darling, whether you're a man or a woman, kindly take note of them and start packing your things, eh? Because your life is more important. You don't know the next thing that person will do. And we change. Human beings change. Sometimes we turn out to be beasts. That's a fact. So before that person ends up to be in that state and not calm, please save your life. So please stop clinking on something that you're hoping for it will come to an end. Let it come to an end when you're far away. You've started your life. God is in control. Don't worry about your tomorrow. As long as you've evaded that thing and you're in a place safer, conducive, that's a step. So your life is more important. Walk on a two-leg, there is danger. Please run for your life. Second, you can report the person if it's really abusive. When we talk about domestic violence, kindly report these issues to the police, to the nearest police station, or to the nearest helping center where you can get help. But first of all, it means you have to run for your life. Second, go report these issues to the appropriate stations, and you will seek help. Thirdly, look for a person whom you are so thorough with and talk about this thing. You need to talk them out, because the more you keep them, the more they become part of you. And the more you start becoming abusive without you knowing, you start reciprocating. And it's not wise. So it's just right for you to just talk to someone. And if you need to talk to someone, I'll always leave a number there. You can just send your messages. I read. And we just like communicate. We are all in Facebook. You can get in touch with me through my Facebook. You just talk. You just talk these things. And you just air out your story. And through that you will heal. Don't worry about the finances and all that. God is always in control the moment you make a move in your life. So make that bold move. Don't stick around and stay there for you to die. Your life is more important, and there's a reason as to why you're in this world and you have a purpose. There's that purpose that God has given you in this world. So don't allow toxic relationship to kill your life. We say no to toxicity, and we are saying no to death. So run for your life. Report anything. If it is domestic violence, emotional damage, mental illness, and all that, kindly report it to the necessary authorities. Thirdly, seek for guidance. I'll leave that number. You can just text me, or I'll leave my email. You just send your story. I'll see what to do to help you in one way or another. And this will be our sessions, whereby we'll be talking more about how to curb these things, how to just be free with ourselves and to have peace. So my next topic will be peace. The same thing relating to toxic relationships. And I hope to see you in my next episode. Kindly share this, and you can support my podcast with anything you have, so that we can reach to so many people around the world, so that they can confess and we create a conducive environment. For more information, I'll leave all the links that you really require, so that you can get what you deserve and heal, because we need a healed nation. So I'll see you in my next episode. Bye for me. Bye.